The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for the second hour of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Great to have you along for the ride and participating. 303-696-1971, our telephone number, plus the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. You can text in there and, of course, tweet at me, 247-365, at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. In just a moment, we'll get to the story yesterday that I discussed in my column for the Denver Gazette. Union's recall ploy flops in Dougco. They're trying their shenanigans, and guess what? They're not succeeding. To the point where they have thrown up their hands, at least for now, on recalling the four conservative school board members. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But Joe in Arvada has been patiently waiting. We've been talking in the first hour on the Bidenflation Dismissal Act. That is, we're going to dismiss the issue. We don't care about inflation. So we're going to pretend that we care about inflation while spending hundreds of billions of dollars on all sorts of things like thousands, tens of thousands of new IRS agents, all these climate change goodie bags for our corporate donors, and more, in addition to raising taxes on the American people and on American businesses. All while the American people are struggling. This is MSNBC.
You're not of economic means. It's hard to get out of the hole. And in fact, you're probably getting poorer because of inflation. And so families are having to make very difficult choices as to what to spend their money on because everything is more expensive.
That's MSNBC, folks. That's not Fox News, because they can't actually deny it in the media. It is constantly around us. And then when we talk about the implementation of this bill, how's it actually going to work out? Well, this is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary.
Well, let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work.
Okay, that makes sense. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Joe in Arvada to kick off this hour. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Jimmy. You notice how they passed it, too, on the Friday where, you know, there's just such a news is a barrage coming out. And then they do it, you know, right before the weekend. And so there's not a whole lot of discussion on that because everything's going towards, you know, the raid.
Right.
But I think that the scary thing is, this is just the beginning of what's coming. Let's not forget that President Biden just signed a presidential order to change our money in December 13th, the Digital Currency Act. It's going to change money into very similar situation as China has. They're going to be able to approve and disapprove your actual currency, your digital currency in your bank. They'll be able to cancel it. They'll be able to say, hey, you didn't buy an electric vehicle, so now you can't buy gas. These are things that are coming. And here's some other stuff. Think about this. Did they just pass $400 billion, but let's not forget they're stuffing hundreds of billions into the Ukraine mess, which is just nothing more than a pass around.
No, hundreds of billions isn't. No, not hundreds of billions. That's not.
Yes.
No.
You're incorrect.
They're not putting hundreds of billions. They're putting a lot of money.
Yes,
but
they are.
It's not hundreds of billions.
You're incorrect.
As for the first one about the digital currency provisions, I'm going to have to look into that more. I just pulled up a description of it. I have not been aware of that. So I will take a look at, and dig into that more. But I want to get to because I want to get to the Douglas County topic. What do you think is the fundamental takeaway from this legislation, especially in terms of the IRS and the other things that are going on with it? What should we be focusing on or thinking about?
It's a Democrat grab bag to line their pockets, including the IRS, creating a monstrosity to rob you, the American people, and make you into a serf. That's the takeaway.
I agree, and I think that is very well put, Joe. Nice,
well,
succinct. There's not much more to add, really.
Well, see, the thing is that so many Democrats are deceived, even moderates are deceived, thinking that this is going to be a good thing because we're going to stop climate change. We're going to stop, we're going to give some of this money back to the American people. No. That's not what it is. What it is the end of our economic system is approaching rapidly. And so in this last ditch effort to get their wealth, they're lining their own pockets while we are destroyed. And then they'll change the system like they did in 72.
Interesting.
It's coming. It's like the creature from Jekyll Island. Look it up.
Yeah.
In 1913, there was a shift to the Fed, and it's the same thing. There's going to be an attempt probably to destroy gold and silver, try to, just like FDR did, say, oh, you can't hold gold and silver now. There's going to be all kinds of craziness.
You just highlighted, Joe, and I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. Good call this morning at 303-696-1971, but you mentioned 1913. I think every American needs to be aware of what happened in 1913, not just the Federal Reserve. We had the 16th Amendment to the Constitution on the income tax, the 17th Amendment changing how U.S. senators were elected, and Woodrow Wilson became president of the United States. 1913, quite frankly, is one of the worst years in the history of the United States of America because of those four significant developments in 1 year. Again, our telephone number, 303-696-1971. You're listening to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS, which, by the way, is very proud to present the Denver premiere of Larry Elder's newest movie, Uncle Tom 2, the follow-up to his insightful hit film, Uncle Tom. This is a free screening event for 710K and U.S. listeners. Join us on Monday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Regal South Glen 14 Theaters in Centennial. There will be a VIP meet and greet followed by a screening of the film and a Q&A session immediately after the show. It's a free event, but seating is limited. You must register for tickets while they last at 710KNUS.com. Again, 710KNUS.com. You got to register there for tickets to this free event. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and remind you about the second annual Cigar Night coming up with host Dennis Prager. It's going to be an evening of great conversation with like-minded people on Thursday night, September 1st, happening also in Centennial at the View House. Your tickets will include hors d'oeuvres, a carving station, first beverage, one of Dennis's books, and premium cigars. Seating is limited. Get tickets and complete details also at 710KNUS.com. And that, of course, is the place where you can go ahead and email this program. Go to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page and shoot an email there. You know what? Let's take Aaron in Denver, and then we'll run to a break a little bit early so we can dive into the topic of Douglas County schools. I'm just itching to expose the teachers' union agenda, which we will do here in just a moment. Let's go to Aaron. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning there, Jimmy. I just called in to wonder, did you get your Tabor refund check yet?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did. I got mine this week, and I'm going to make a photocopy of it, and I'm going to put it in a frame and put it on my wall.
You know what? Thank God for Tabor. 30 years ago this November, the people of Colorado voted for the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. And Aaron, I appreciate you calling in about this because it gives us a moment to remind everybody that it is not through the benevolence of Governor Jared Polis, the wise and the generous, that we are getting our Tabor refund checks. It is through the vote of the people of Colorado and the guarantee that there is a spending cap on our taxpayer dollars that go into the coffers of the government, and above that, they have to return it to the people, hence Tabor refund, Aaron.
Yeah, I totally agree, Jimmy, and thank goodness to for the founder, the creator of it, I think it's Bruce Douglas? I remember
Doug Bruce.
Doug Bruce.
Doug Bruce.
Right. Doug Bruce, yeah, so the man who's behind Tabor, and of course the broken down Dark Side Dumb Donkeys, hate his guts just as much as they hate Trump's guts. So I'm glad that he created Tabor, and the taxpayers can get back some of that hard-earned money that they bust their butt every day to create.
Amen, brother. I appreciate the call, and it is important for us to remember, yes, indeed, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights is something guaranteed. Our refunds are guaranteed because of a decision of the people of Colorado, not because of Jared Polis, not because of the Democrats. And so when you get that check, when your friends get the check, your kids get their checks, make sure they know that it ain't a gift from the government. It's taxpayer money being returned to taxpayers as required in the law, because our government is only allowed to keep so much money here in the state of Colorado. We are blessed to be the only state in the union with that protection. And you know what? Thank God for it, because you can look at California and all these other states with the Democrat plans and what they would like to do here in Colorado. They can't do all of it because of Tabor. And we need to keep fighting for it and remind the people of Colorado, too, about the changed tune of Polis and his merry band of Tabor acolytes, reborn Tabor acolytes who try to pretend that it's not Tabor. But I digress. Let's run to the break. On the other side, we will expose the teachers' union plot in Douglas County and the real reasons why they have said, wait a second, we're not moving forward now with this recall of the school board majority. It's an important story for every Coloradan to be aware of, because this is the kind of stunt they want to pull anytime conservatives manage to win a majority on the school boards. Keep it right here. It's the Jimmy Sengenberger Show on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Coming back on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. This is John Hammond with, who's on that guitar? The late, great Dwayne Allman, who was a prominent session musician in the late 60s and 70-71, in addition to founding the Allman Brothers Band. Good to be with you. A little music history there for you as we continue on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. So they're not doing a recall of the Douglas County Kids First School Board majority, which maybe you weren't aware of it, but they've been plotting and building up to a recall for months. Remember the Zoom call and the sick out of teachers in February, orchestrated by the union? That was just an early instance of their buildup and the steps that they were trying to take to bring about a recall. And they put the brakes on it. At least for now, they say. We'll see if it's just for now or what. Now, it's interesting that this development, which we'll get to in a moment, took place just this week, because also something that happened that's worth mentioning was not a very good thing for the political operatives that want to oust this majority. On Wednesday, attorneys for Douglas County School Board leaders Mike Peterson and Christy Williams revealed that the Douglas County Sheriff's Office had closed its investigation into allegations that Peterson and Williams had committed perjury, lied under oath on the stand in February. Investigators concluded that claims by State House candidate Robert Marshall, an attorney, were unfounded. Quote, the allegations were so blatantly politically motivated, Williams attorney Kevin Ellman summarized to me. It didn't even pass the probable cause standard to get to the DA's office. It was a stunt. That's my editorial. It was a stunt by a candidate for State House, House District 43, in Douglas County, Robert Marshall, who keeps seeming to pull these stunts. But as I indicated at the top, unfortunately, for those who want to oust the four-member board majority in Doug Coe schools over political disagreements, this failed abuse of the justice system, and that's exactly what it was, wasn't their biggest setback. There's this organization called Doug Coe's Future, a political committee, and they announced on Tuesday that they were already halting their campaign to recall the majority. Now, spokesman Jake Muley insisted that, quote, the campaign has not been suspended. We have a very quick window to get the signatures required, and we'll start that process just as soon as we're ready, so long as it doesn't interfere with the bond/mill vote. Now, what did he mean by that? What was he talking about there? Well, Muley was referencing anticipated ballot measures that are going to ask voters to approve a bond and mill levy override, a property tax increase, to fully fund new schools and greater compensation. Now, let's be clear about something. Douglas County drastically lags behind nearby districts in compensation. So last December, the new school board started the process of approving a new system to boost pay for licensed employees. This is called a step and lane package. It has certain qualifications, certain targets that you want to meet for your pay scale. It's consistent. It's clear on what you're going to get and when you're going to get it, the benchmarks you have to reach. So they approved this step and lane package in March. But the thing is that they need to pass this mill override, the property tax increase, in order to finance the system for longer than 2 to 3 years. And even more, Douglas County hasn't built a new school since 2010, despite massive population growth in key parts of the county. So there are some parts of Doug Coe where you got to drive 30 minutes to get your kid to a school. And that shouldn't be the case. Well, new school construction can only be financed with voter-approved bonds. If you go back to, was it April or May? Maybe it was March. It was a while back, I interviewed on the show Aaron Kane, the Douglas County superintendent. And it was, I think, a very informative interview on exactly what's going on with the bond and MLO and why folks should be in favor of that. And let's just note that the teachers union always likes to talk a big game about how they want to pay teachers more, right? We need to pay our teachers more. Then the conservative school board majority comes in and says, you know what, we agree, we're going to pay our teachers more, and we're even going to advocate a tax increase in Douglas County in order to make that happen. And we need to build more schools, so we are going to put forward a bond. Now, if you had a recall, though, that would impede prospects for passing the bond and MLO. As I argued back on May 27th, a recall, quote, would unquestionably detract from the effort to meet the district's genuine long-term financial needs. And it would be a matter of prioritizing greater pay for teachers versus a possible recall. So here's the bottom line. You can't argue that the board majority is untrustworthy and needs to be ousted to hightail it out of there while campaigning to give them more money. So when this Jake Muley guy says that his organization, Doug Coe's Future, doesn't want to, quote, interfere with the bond slash mill vote, that's what he's talking about. Yet, folks, this is a brand new concern for not only Doug Coe's Future, but its predecessor, Doug Coe Collective. They've been chomping at the bit to get this thing started for months. Let's walk through a timeline here, because there are some interesting players involved. On March 14th, attorney Kara Lawrence of the law firm Tierney Lawrence LLC filed articles of incorporation for the Doug Coe Collective, which, by the way, isn't that quite a revealing name? Doug Coe Collective? But I digress. Lawrence's law partner, Martha Tierney, by the way, represents the Colorado Democratic Party. And as we know, the Democrats are closely allied with and financially supported by the teachers union. And by the way, Martha Tierney was in the news this week because State Senator Pete Lee of Colorado Springs was just indicted for a felony dealing with a residency issue. And the Democrat leadership, have been trying to play this game that they didn't know about the residency issue, yet there's a recording that Nine News brought to light that shows they did know this. And in fact, in 2020, Mark Ferrandino, the Senate president, talked to Pete Lee about this and said, you should talk to Martha Tierney, the Democrat Party attorney. Her law partner, Kara Lawrence, filed articles of incorporation for the Doug Coe Collective on March 14th. Now, Doug Coe's union has strenuously opposed the new board majority. Lawrence was joined by veteran education bureaucrat Elliot Asp, who was the collective's registered agent with the Secretary of State. So the group instantly began touting a, quote, significant lack of trust in the Douglas County community with the newly elected BOE majority directors. So while the collective was ramping up its social media efforts, Kara Lawrence incorporated a second organization, that's Doug Coe's Future, on June 23rd. So March 14th, Kara Lawrence incorporates Doug Coe Collective. Then June 23rd, she incorporates Doug Coe's Future. By the way, the registered agent on that one, Tierney Lawrence LLC, the law firm. Then on July 1st, the Doug Coe Collective released survey results purportedly claiming roughly 60% of likely voters in the county said they would vote yes in a recall, while 39% said no. I wrote a recent column, I think it was in Colorado Politics, about the real reason the Democrats wanted a recall. And it broke down the poll and how skewed it was to get to this point where you could claim roughly 60% of voters in the county said yes, they supported a recall. The language was skewed clearly to make it so that people would be more inclined to say yes. They were just trying to build up support for a recall. That was the purpose of the Doug Coe Collective. We will sponsor a poll that will show the value of a recall that people supported. Well, then on July 10th, Doug Coe's Future announced a fundraising effort for the school board recall, pointing to the collective's poll as support. Doug Coe's Future registered as a political committee the next day, July 11th. Now, longtime union leader Rathia Morris was publicized as their registered agent. Public records show Morris was a salaried national representative for the American Federation of Teachers. That is the nation's largest teachers union. The national union with which Doug Coe's union is affiliated. Now, by the way, that's the union that also colluded with the Biden administration and the CDC on those recommendations for the schools with masking and so forth. Was the AFT. So Rathia Morris was their salaried national representative from 2002 through 2016. And in that year, get this, especially for all the teachers who think they should be paid more, rightly so, especially in Douglas County. In 2016, Rathia Morris received $159,804 in total compensation from the union. Let that six-figure pay sink in and probably divide that by three to get to the wage of some of the highest paid teachers in Douglas County. Wow. So 1 month later on August 9th, a month after they announced the recall, Doug Coe's Future officially tabled its recall campaign. So here's the question for you. Why in the world did it take recall advocates two organizations and several months, not to mention experienced pros like Elliot Asp, Kara Lawrence, Martha Tierney, and Rathia Morris to suddenly admit that a recall is counterproductive? As I write yesterday in the Denver Gazette, let's be real. It's not because of some last-minute revelation that a recall would get in the way of paying teachers more. It's because Doug Coe residents don't actually want it. Now, how do we know this? Because a major bellwether of a political campaign's ability to succeed is its fundraising. So after all those months of ramping up, you had the well-publicized union-orchestrated teacher walkout, which, by the way, was co-organized by Morris, who was prominently on that famous Zoom call. The one that shut down schools for a day after all the COVID shutdowns. That was a beginning. Then they found the Doug Coe Collective to put out their narrative. Then they put out their poll. Then they found Doug Coe's Future, which says, oh, look at this poll that the Doug Coe Collective put out that shows that we need to do a recall. So we're announcing a recall. Donate to the recall. And they've got all these pros to do it. Well, the Denver Gazette reported that Doug Coe's Future had only raised $6,400 from 120 donors by July 26th. After all of that, and by the way, 20 donors constituted over half the total, with two of them giving $500 apiece. Anybody who knows about how costly campaigns are, especially a recall effort, knows that that isn't nearly enough money or support to indicate a successful recall. So here's the bottom line, and it's important for anybody who's hoping to flip school boards next year, because Doug Coe is not the only county right now that they are trying to do this stunt in. There are others. And they will expand if we're able to flip school board majorities next year. The bottom line is that whether they're losing in their attempt to whip up a recall frenzy or to abuse the criminal justice system, some operatives in Douglas County, particularly operatives allied with or part of the teachers union, care more about winning political games than empowering the teachers that they claim to represent or rejuvenating student achievement and these learning outcomes that have been woefully fallen behind. Now, fortunately, we have a school board majority and a superintendent in Aaron Kane who are on the side of the students and the teachers. They're leading the charge to boost compensation and build new schools, and in my view, they have earned the public's support. And that's why they're putting this recall on ice, or maybe saying we're not really saying we're not going to do a recall at all. Because I don't think anything's going to change next year, except maybe they'll think we have a little bit more of a shot because this year Republicans are going to turn out in Douglas County. And they're not going to vote for a recall. They're going to vote no. Like, that's why. It has nothing to do with some epiphany that, oh my gosh, if we do this, the bond and MLO won't pass. We might get in the way. If it was an epiphany, I wouldn't have written exactly that argument 3 months ago. So if your neighbors talk about, oh, I'm so glad that they're not doing a recall yet because we need to pass this initiative on the bond and MLO to fund schools, new school construction and pay teachers more, make sure they understand that's not actually why they're saying no recall. And also understand that they shouldn't be recalled because they're the ones who are focused on this. This is a final point, and Stefan, when I was on with Stefan on Wednesday afternoon, he asked me about why this is important for people who aren't in Douglas County, and frankly, I'm not a Douglas County resident, but I'm seeing what they're doing here and in other counties. I talked about that piece. But the other piece to this, and why it is so important to understand what they are doing here, and what's happening is that in Douglas County, you have a school board that is focused on educational achievement, on improving outcomes, and on paying teachers more so they can do their job better, and building new schools and those kinds of things. And it is the outsiders that are trying to gut that agenda. Whereas when you look at Denver Public Schools or Cherry Creek Schools, they have school boards that don't give a damn about any of that or about safety in schools, particularly in the case of Cherry Creek Schools running on that antiquated reputation, thriving on that antiquated reputation that no longer applies to that district. And the outsiders are trying to point at the failures and how they're not focused on safe learning environments, and improving student achievement. In the case of Denver Public Schools, they're all squabbling and trying to cater to the whiny toddler, Tay Anderson. So, bottom line in that regard is you got a school board in Douglas County that's focused on the kids and the teachers, and the outsiders are trying to undercut that. And in these other school districts, you have a school board that doesn't care about the kids and the teachers, and the outsiders are saying you should care. And that's why we need change in the school boards next year, but also it is why we need to pay attention to Doug Coe, because if you are successful in your county at making change in the school board, they will try this there, mark my words. I'm Jimmy Sengenberger. You're listening to The Jimmy Sengenberger Show. What do you make of all of this? I broke it all down. 303-696-1971. If you want to get in the conversation, we'll have a few minutes before the top of the hour when we will be joined by syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete and shift gears to the Trump raid saga. Keep it right here. Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Another Charlie Musselwhite tune as we continue on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Another brand new entrant as well into the repertoire of the Jimmy Jr. Blues Band. And this is just such a fun, fun song to perform. Well, we haven't performed it yet, but we will. Stay tuned for gigs to come for the Jimmy Jr. Blues Band, but this is such a cool tune. Great harmonica playing, as always, by the great Charlie Musselwhite. Wrapping up this, the second hour of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. News Talk 710 at KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. And to be clear about recall efforts, Woodland Park is another place where they're trying to recall a conservative school board majority. And this is a dirty, underhanded tactics. As summarized by Krista Kay from the Denver Post, Samantha Michelle Peck, one of the leaders helping to circulate a petition to recall Woodland Park school board members, was booked earlier this week on a felony charge for allegedly swatting the wife of the man she is trying to recall. Now, this is a harassment technique mainly used by online gamers to bully opponents. Perpetrators place an anonymous call alleging a serious crime is taking place. The innocent victim finds him or herself surrounded by police officers with guns drawn. It wastes officers' time and resources and can put the victim and the officers in danger. So, allegedly, Samantha Michelle Peck swatted the wife of the man she's trying to recall, Board Vice President David Illingworth. Police surrounded Catherine Illingworth's car looking for a drunk driver and a child passenger, neither of whom were present. When it became clear that the allegations were utterly specious, police sought the source of the call. Now Peck faces a felony for making a false report to police and attempting to influence a public servant. That's just the latest in what they are facing. 303-696-1971. That's happening in Douglas County, Woodland Park, you name it. We've got 1 minute. Let's squeeze in Brandy Bradley, who's you're the candidate for State House District 39?
I am.
Thank you for stepping up. Congratulations. So we're tight on time, but I want to squeeze you in. What have you got? And congrats on the nomination.
Thank you. Just wanted to thank you for being a representative of the facts that are actually happening in Douglas County. We came forth as parents to put together a 501c4 called Dougco Protective.
Yes.
So that we can ensure the residents that they know exactly what's going on in Douglas County and how disgusting it is that the left actually wants to ruin chances for teachers to get paid better just to be right about getting rid of the conservative school board. And let me add that that will not happen because there's too many parents out here that will fight tooth and nail for our conservative board.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, which is a big reason why they're not moving ahead with this stunt. Let's just call it a stunt for the moment.
Hey,
real quick, Brandy, and I appreciate the sentiments and the call. Where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign? Appreciate you stepping up.
Awesome. It's Brandy with an I, Bradley for HD39.com.
Excellent. Well, best of luck to you. And hey, thanks for the call and for being involved with the Protective.
Thanks for everything you do, Jimmy. Thanks.
Absolutely. You know, I'm familiar with the Dougco Protective. They're doing great work. They tweeted out my column, actually. And I definitely encourage you to check out the Dougco Protective for updates on what's happening in Douglas County schools. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the third hour, we will get to the Trump raid. We'll get a different perspective, an interesting perspective, always. Maybe it'll stir the pot some, from syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete. Keep it right here.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.